From as far away as Wisconsin, New York, and California, fans are gathered in a dirt rodeo arena surrounding a tiny grandstand with chipping white paint. Stepping out of a golf cart and climbing slowly onto the stage are actors who played characters on Gunsmoke. Burt Reynolds gets a lot of attention.
Yes.
The show was nominated for a dozen Emmys and received critical acclaim for its unprecedented realism. It's set in Dodge City, the hub of frontier cattle drives, with a reputation as a lawless town. Many of the main characters are no longer alive. Dennis Weaver, who played Chester Good, passed away in 2006. Amanda Blake, who played the beloved Miss Kitty, died in 1989. And James Arness, whose towering frame and distinctive voice made the character Marshal Matt Dillon shine, passed away 4 years ago.
My name's Dillon. I'm a lawman, United States Marshal, out of Dodge City. Over there. It's a town that has more than its share of riffraff. But there are plenty of good citizens, too.
Legendary actor Burt Reynolds played the role of blacksmith Quint Asper, a half-Comanche with rippling biceps and a quick draw. Reynolds is now nearly 80, but his fans don't seem to notice.
I had a great time on that show. I loved the cast was wonderful, and I loved doing it. But Doc, who was kind of our guru, you know, he sort of told us what we were going to do and everything. And he said, get the hell off the show because you're going to go be a movie actor. And I didn't believe him. But I left, and he was right. I got a couple of movies after that.
The show aired from 1955 to 1975, and reruns are still played today. Ben Costello wrote a book called Gunsmoke, an American Institution. A lifelong fan of the series, he says he grew up watching it religiously.
I've come across literally hundreds of people that would say the same thing. Some kids said when it was on Saturday nights that they would sneak down because it came on at 10 o'clock, and it was TV's first adult Western. They'd sneak down and hide behind a chair and watch while their parents were watching it.
Costello says the key to the show's success was its ensemble cast and some strong storytelling.
And it didn't focus on just Marshal Matt Dillon. One week it could be Chester. Next week it could be Kitty Russell. Or they would focus on a guest. And then it also gave a launching pad to careers of John Voight. Harrison Ford did a couple Gunsmokes as a bad guy. Several stars that went on in the 70s and 80s and 90s.
Bruce Boxleitner played the character Toby Haig in 1975.
It was totally character driven. It wasn't about the last sunset or the last cattle drive or Dodge burns down or something, you know. It was about that. And I think that's what really the legacy of it was, is that it shows us through these stories that our pioneer forefathers and mothers were real people.
On the south side of Dodge City, cars are slowly starting to line up, one next to the other, divided by old metal speakers. They're at a drive-in theater for a screening of Gunsmoke. One of the first to arrive, a Subaru with three women inside. To say that the driver, Sharon, is a fan of the show would be an understatement.
It was a terrific show, great stories, fantastic writers, great actors.
Great cast.
The women drove here from Wisconsin. And if there's any doubt about how much they love the show, just read their license plate. It says Gunsmoke. I'm Abigail Wilson.